This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Rajya Sabha has taken up a discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint session of Parliament. Initiating the discussion, BJP member Kiran Chaudhary said the government has taken monumental initiatives to double the income of farmers, stating that the opposition is holding a false campaign against the government over its efforts for the agriculture sector. The BJP member said instead the UPA government had kept the recommendations of the Dr. Swaminathan's committee under cold storage. She further said the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken several measures to ensure farmers get more income for their produce. She also said the country is currently moving towards Viksit Bharat in a real sense. The government said that over 6 lakh applications were received from across the country for the PM internship scheme since its launch on October 3, 2024. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, the Minister of State for Ministry of Corporate Affairs, Harsh Malhotra, said that the scheme has received an overwhelming response as more than 1.27 lakh internships have been provided by the partner companies under the pilot scheme so far. Mr. Harsh said that in the first phase, more than 80,000 internship offers were made by the partnering companies, among which more than 28,000 candidates accepted the offer. The MOS said that the second phase of the scheme started on January 9 this year and the companies are in the process of posting fresh as well as pending internship opportunities. The government has informed the Lok Sabha that the estimated unemployment rate has decreased from 6% years ago to 3.2% during the last fiscal. In a written reply, Minister of State for Labour and Employment, Shobha Karandlaje, informed that the latest periodic labour force survey indicated the decrease of unemployment rate among the persons of 15 years age and above, stating that the government has implemented several schemes and programs to enhance employability. The minister said 5 schemes under the PM's package have been announced during the current financial year to facilitate employment, skilling and opportunities for over 4 crore youth during the next 5 years. In a significant breakthrough, Nirjali police with assistance from Digboi Police Assam have arrested a habitual offender who had been on the run for 7 months after defrauding 46 lakhs and stealing a Mahindra Thar. The fugitive was apprehended in Digboi, Tinsukia district, Assam. The case dates back to June last year when 2 complaints were lodged at the Nirjali police station against the offender. Over the past 7 months, Nirjali police has been conducting extensive technical surveillance and gathered human intelligence to track his movements. Following intelligence inputs, SPICR Nahalagan Mihin Gombo constituted a special police team under the supervision of SDPO Nahalagan and successfully apprehended the offender. The stolen Mahindra Thar was also recovered from his possession. Further investigations are ongoing to identify any additional accomplices and recover other assets linked to the fraudulent scheme, stated a release. A free health camp was conducted at Namsing village in East Siang district by Siang Trust NGO yesterday. The health camp was led by senior ophthalmologist Dr. Beauty Borang Perme, senior surgeon Dr. Karing Megu, dental surgeons, retired additional director DHS, retired joint director DHS, SMO in charge, medical staff of PHC Namsing and representatives of the Siang Trust. A total of 246 patients, including senior citizens from Namsing and nearby villages, were examined. Similar health camps have been planned for citizens of remote villages of the area, the release informed. In an official statement, the Indian Army has informed that the online registration from unmarried male candidates for selection as Agniveers for the recruiting year 2025-26 under the Agnipath scheme has commenced from the first week of February 2025. Applications are hereby invited from the domiciles of all districts of Arunachal Pradesh. The recruitment of Agniveers will be carried out in 2 phases, informed a defense release. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.